This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and we're going to be talking about a special program that's going to be coming up here very soon, Saturday, March 21st, matter of fact, here in Adrian, that is going to go to a wonderful benefit to help alleviate hunger and homelessness. And I'd like to welcome into the program Susan Mandish Hagar, who is the founder and the director of the Lenawee Men's Chorus Kiddo Scooto. Welcome back, Susan.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Boy, this is quite an event that you're going to be having coming up on Saturday, in which you're going to be having some wonderful, great men's groups that will be coming in to do this benefit concert.
Indeed. It's just thrilling. And as I mentioned to you before when we were just talking, I don't want it to end. It's one of those kinds of things.
Yeah.
So I'm going to savor every moment.
That's right. That's right. So how did this come about, Susan?
So we participate in the Tenor Bass Consortium, which is a group of basically men's collegiate choruses from the nation. And those choruses have a seminar every 2 years. So several years ago, we were invited to sing at that consortium, along with Measure for Measure, which is based out of Ann Arbor, men's chorus, adult mm-hmm. men's chorus community, and the Lanksford Community Chorus, which is out of Birmingham. So all three of us were there on a Saturday for this consortium, and all three of our groups sang, and all three of us are from Southeast Michigan. And we know each other, of course.
Sure.
So we were talking afterwards, and I said to the guys, I said, you know, because one of them said, wow, isn't it great that we have three men's community choruses from Southeast Michigan that are represented on this concert?
Yeah.
Because the truth is, you have to submit a tape. It's not like it's just anybody can come.
Right.
You have to
right.
be invited.
Right.
So, and I said, yeah, that's wonderful. I said, you know, because we have off years. And I said, why don't we consider, have you ever considered that maybe the three of us could get together and do a concert together on the off years from IMC?
Right.
And they were like, yeah, that'd be great. So that's what we did. The first one was in Ann Arbor 2 years ago and was a success. We did a benefit concert for the church there, and I think it was at, yeah, First Congregational in Ann Arbor.
Mm-hmm.
Great concert, so beneficial, and the proceeds were administered by the church, and we went from there. And afterwards, we said, you know, let's do this again in 2 years. So this is our turn.
Yeah.
This is Adrian's turn.
Yeah.
And next time, I hope it'll be Birmingham. In 2 years again.
There you go.
So the guys are so excited about it. I'm thrilled. And then I would like to talk about an extra special thing that happened on the way to the zoo or wherever we're going
yeah.
with his cast of thousands. Steve Seagraves, who is the conductor of Lanksford Men's Chorus, the Birmingham group, emailed me and said, George Shirley is singing one of our solos. And I went back. I said, you're kidding me. He said, no. He said, and I was wondering whether we could find room for him to do maybe a couple solos from his last recital. And I'm like, yes.
At this concert.
At this concert.
Yeah.
I'm, yes, we can do this. And so he asked George Shirley to do this, and George said, yes. George, for your audience, is a Metropolitan Opera star, sang with the Metropolitan Opera for 12 years, and is in his 90s, but is still singing, active.
That's
which
great.
Is what we're all about yeah. in our men's choruses.
Yeah.
We want to keep men singing for as long as they can sing. And so anyway, George is doing two solos, plus the one with the Lanksford group. And then Steve suggested, because I'm conducting the last piece with all 150 men, and that has a solo in it. And he said, have you assigned the solo? And I said, no, I was going to have the tenors sing one solo and the bassist sing the other. And he said, well, what do you think about George Shirley singing the solo at the end? I said, I'm in. I'm so excited. You've made my day. So this is going to be a fantastic concert. It with those three groups, we will number about 150.
Wow.
You know, Chiaroscuro's small. We'll be 25 because I have a couple guys who couldn't, had other commitments that can't do this concert.
Right.
But I think, I'm thinking Langsford is about 35, 40. And Measure for Measure is 80 or 90.
Wow.
Men. So we come from the very small to the giganto chorus,
yeah,
and combine to be 150 men. So it will be, we will raise the roof.
Yeah.
Will raise the roof. It'll be fabulous.
Well, going back to your guest that you're going to be mm-hmm. having, is that you said he sang with the Metropolitan Opera?
Yes, yes.
And
star roles. Star roles.
Yeah, I mean, this is, you know, a gentleman that is famous in his own right because of the fact of what he has been able to accomplish.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Honored by President Obama with the Presidential Medal of, is it, Arts? I can't remember the names
that
of all the medals,
right.
But
yeah,
honored in that special way, and has his whole life has been a series of firsts, first African-American to play a leading role in an opera, Grammy Award winner, you name it.
Wow.
If there is an award that could be given to a singer, for an opera singer, George has won that honor.
Amazing.
It is amazing.
Yeah.
So
it's going to be quite
thrilled.
An honor to be able to have him, to be able to perform.
Yes. He taught at University of Michigan for many, 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 many years and retired from there with Professor Emeritus with honors status, ran the voice department for a long time. So this is what an opportunity for
exactly.
us.
Exactly. Yes. Know? Yes. An opportunity for us here in Lenawee County to be able to come and see and hear and
right.
listen.
Right.
That's for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So now this is going to be Saturday, March 21st,
mm-hmm.
4:00.
4:00.
And it's going to be where?
It's going to be at the Adrian First United Methodist Church. That's on, I always get the streets mixed up, Maple, I
yes,
believe.
Yes, Maple. Yep.
Mm-hmm. It's West
yep.
Maple.
West Maple.
I'm sure most people know where it is. And it is a benefit concert. So we want to stress that part, too. We really want to support alleviating hunger and homelessness in Lenawee County area. The Methodist Church has this, United Methodist Church has this as a mission. We take on the mission of that church because they are so good to us in terms of hospitality. They allow us to rehearse there every week. So this is a great benefit, and they will be administering the funds. We will not be
– right.
That's not our expertise.
Right, yeah.
So the church will take care of that part.
Excellent, excellent. So yeah. Free will offering
free
will be –
Free will offering. All of our concerts are free will offering. At least up to this point they have been, and we'd like to continue that.
Yeah.
You know, if we make our expenses, that's good.
Well, other than your special guest, what type of music can we expect – during this concert?
Oh, it's a Heinz 57 concert, as always, right?
Yep, yep.
My concerts are usually Heinz 57.
Which is good.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's heavier, I think, I would say, on the sacred element for obvious reasons, because this is not that that's a mission that only churches have, but certainly that mission is driving the First United Methodist Church. And so we've tried to pick for Chiaroscuro, Lord, Make Me an Instrument of Thy Peace as a text, the Ubi Caritas, which is Where Love Is. So we've deliberately chosen some pieces that fit with that benefit.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say that it's spiritual rich. If you love African-American spirituals, I can't imagine anyone that doesn't, but
yeah.
Those are pervasive. But it's a variety of pieces, a few closer to patriotic pieces as well, I think. But the big pieces we're doing all together include Brothers Sing On, which is typical for a concert like this,
mm-hmm.
And Zion's Walls, which is an Aaron Copland piece.
Oh, yeah.
And then we'll end with We Rise Again, which is a piece by Leon Dubinsky, a Canadian composer. It really is more popular in nature because it was composed with the Rankin, one of the Rankin family singers in mind.
Okay.
And it was written for a... they used to do a Cape Breton review every summer, and
mm-hmm.
Dubinsky was the musical director.
Okay,
so
sure.
So that is more pop, I think more of a pop sound, Canadian pop sound.
Right, right.
Which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
So, yeah, wide gamut.
Yes, exactly. But, you know, to be able to hear this many men's voices together is going to be... goosebumps.
The overtones alone will do it without even hearing the fundamental, which you'll have to. But the overtones of that many men singing, because the male voice is so rich in overtones.
Yeah, yeah.
It's going to be wonderful.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
And this is fantastic, and especially with the addition of your special guest that you're going to be having. It just puts the cherry on top there.
Absolutely. I've been so excited. Every little piece of news, I'm like, oh my gosh, can there be any more? I don't know if I can stand it.
That's why we kind of have to savor, you know, each day now until Saturday, March 21st, for when the concert gets here. But, you know, this is something that I think a lot of people, we need to savor, and we need
Absolutely.
To be able to hear this. And being that it's going to be a benefit concert as well, more incentive to come out now to be able to hear these groups, these men's group, and to be able to help out with the benefit as well, to help alleviate hunger and homelessness in our area. So again, this is something that you may need to put on your calendars if you haven't done so already. Saturday, March 21st, 4 p.m. at the Adrian First United Methodist Church on West Maple Avenue. Doors will be opening up at 3:30.
At 3:30.
Okay. And just come and enjoy.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, it's going to be wonderful.
It is. You know, like I said, you know, for me to be able to listen to all these voices, these men's voices, is going to put goosebumps on me.
Oh, I get goosebumps every Tuesday night.
Yeah, there you go.
So, you know, what can I say?
Well, that shows it right there, Susan. You know, so we know that we're going to be in for a great concert and some great entertainment at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Susan, thank you so much for coming in to tell us a little bit more about this special event that will be coming up and kind of spearheaded with the Lenawee Men's Community Chorus Quiero Escudo and having those other two groups as well. It's going to be just simply awesome. So thank you so much, and thank you for all the work that you do to getting this put together as well.
You're very welcome. It's a pleasure.
Thanks so much. My guest has been Susan Mandish-Hager with the Quiero Escudo, Lenawee Community Men's Chorus, here on Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and we'll talk again soon.